Hello, everybody. It's Gary Stuckey with Real Music. On today's show, I've got world-class tenor and opera singer Jonathan Chiliafaro. Going to be talking about his brand new album, Romantico, released on September 15th. Coming up next week, yeah, and a new single, O Solo Mio, with Vanessa Campagna. And he's also a chef, and we'll be talking about that. So much more. Very talented guy. Here he is. Here's Jonathan Chiliafaro. An opera singer. Now, I've never talked to an opera singer before, but, you know, and it's something to think about. You know, what is it about opera singers and the music, the Italian language in itself, I think, especially with opera, why is that so touching to people? I mean, why do you think it just grabs people more so than probably any music, really, yeah. If you think about it?
For those who never be exposed to opera, is I can explain this. Classical music, opera music, is the most antique technique, art of music. Was the ancestor. You know, people back then, it wasn't no PI system. So, or you're good to project your voice, or wasn't no microphone or PI system to amplify your vocal.
Right.
The orchestra was created to have volume. So 20 strings to have a lot of volume. So that's how everything starts. So everything is natural, is organic.
Right.
This is the first thing to know about opera. Opera is something is pure energy. It's not a manufacture of technology. And right. the way they wrote music back then was very, very complex. Is a real music, is every instrument has touch certain frequencies, and they all work together, and they go from a pianissimo to super loud volume, and that where this opera singer need to have the instrument and the natural gift to project that volume to stay above the orchestra. Also, because the frequency of an opera singer, female or male, they're different than a wood instrument or piano or other kind of instrument. So that is why there's literally the energy projected by a real human person. And that where people, for the first time you hear me in a live room, they say, whoa, why I have these things? Everybody, unfortunately, the electronic and the rock music and everything is so popular and commercial. People then they afraid about the word opera, but it's an experience everybody should have it.
Yeah, I totally agree. I've enjoyed listening to opera and your music. I've been checking it out. Well, tell me this now. When you were younger, how did you decide that you wanted to be an opera singer? You know, did it just come to you one day and you think, I want to do that?
Okay, it's a mix of thing happened. So a nun in the school I was in, she discovered me. I was just play piano and mocking what I heard day before from a record play, Luciano Pavarotti. And she came to me and said, you're an opera singer, you're a tenor. I said, what I am? I said, I don't know what you're talking about. Because even then, I didn't know what opera was. I was very poor. So the word opera was just for elite and rich people. Then when I start to understand the power, because I start to sing for wedding and funeral, basically, when I start to understand the power of my talent, and how people appreciated my talent, I thought, okay, this is something I want to go to do all my life, because it's really fascinating to me. And I start to work very hard, training very hard. And today I'm proud to have done all that work, because I'm proudly do my job.
Right. Well, you do a great job of it. Well, so, but as a kid, though, what inspired you to
or who inspired you, should I say?
Inspired me a record, a vinyl record from Luciano Pavarotti. The record was playing Una Furtiva Lagrima from Bohème. I don't know if you're familiar with the aria. It's a, Una furtiva lagrima.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Negli occhi tuoi spunto. That
very good.
That opera, that aria melted my heart. I remember I had tears. I was a little bit, because the power of the voice was, it was dragging you in that sure. world. Of music in such a unique way.
Sure. And like you said, it's definitely the power of the music, because, you know, most people, you know, English people don't understand, you know, the Italian, you know, language, but when you're listening to the music, it's almost like you understand it through just the power of it all. You can understand the power of the words. It's almost like you can relate to it just through that sound.
You need to understand that opera, the words opera means a story through the music. So as soon as you know the story, and the story is a struggle, usually is a struggling love between two individual, or somebody cheat on somebody else, or somebody try to kill somebody, that's opera, drama, about drama. And everyone experience drama in their life. They feel calming, that music, and they feel joyful when it's time to be joyful, and they build dramatic. So everything... You need to considering opera, tenor, soprano, vocal as an instrument, like a saxophone player. You know, there's a lot of trumpet player. They don't say words, but that sound very close to the human voice, like the trumpet, touch people's heart, because that is the vibration of energy.
Sure, and especially like when you're singing, you know, your certain styles and the way you sing. Probably what you've been through in your life probably comes out through your vocals and your singing. What would that be in your life that really comes out as you sing?
When I sing today, I need to tell you how I feel. All my pain, all the struggle when I was kid, when I was teenager, I had very tough teenager age time. I put in my, this is why I close my eyes when I'm performing. I try to focus in one direction. All that pain become joy, and say to the people, I understand whatever you've gone through, I did first. I went through. But let the music heal that area of your life. And I feel bad, good for myself. It's healing myself all the time I do that process, and really benefit other people. It's a kind of music therapy for sure. Everyone. Yeah.
Yeah. And I agree with that. I think music does help people if you're having a bad day, if you're depressed, or if yeah. you're sick. I mean, music always makes you feel better, but that's a good thing to do, you know, and to be able to sing that.
I'm pretty sure you stop in the traffic light, and sometimes you see people, they dance in the car, because that's what music needs supposed to do, bring sure. joy, bring positivity to people's life.
Sure. And it works. I mean, it really works. And it, and you've got a new album coming out, right?
Yes.
Next week, is it?
Romantico is a collection of 16 romantic songs. So, like I said before to other interview, is the perfect album if you're planning to have kids to play the night want to be romantic with your wife or your husband. And it's 16 tracks of the best Hollywood movie, romantic movie, like Love Story, Godfather, Can't Help But Fall in Love. There's so many music you can really find that one will be your romantic song for the night. So it's 16 years of my life. Travel from Italy to America, so through Italy, France, Germany, UK, Spain, Argentina, United States. I took the best song of all this country and I put in one album, thanks to the Stradivari Classic label, who's behind this project. And we turn in a beautiful album and a beautiful TV special.
Awesome. And I noticed you got a new single out, O Sole Mio.
Yeah.
Which I recognize the song because of Elvis. I'm sure you're an Elvis fan, aren't you? Yes. You had to love the guy, right?
Actually, this was a tribute because I thought, what will be the world today if Elvis is still alive and Luciano Pavarotti is still alive? I'm pretty sure they're going to be together singing Solo Mio or It's Now or Never. And I like right. The interview of Elvis Presley says, I love Luciano Pavarotti. I cannot sing in Italian, but I will sing this in my way. And he made It's Now or Never. Very, a little bit feminizer kind of style, but the beauty of It's Now or Never, you know, come hold me tight, kiss me, my darling.
Right. Is that
when music express love in such a way, it's beautiful. And this single in particular, I highlight the two languages, so Italian language, and with me in this duet, Vanessa Campagna, who she did the English-Italian, and she's an Italian-American like me. So we together, we built the single, who's is good, doing pretty well, and people love it because they have the best of the two worlds.
Yeah, that's right. And you're bringing two styles of music together, but yes. You know, and you're reaching all kinds of people. I'm sure there's people on both sides that haven't really heard those styles maybe, and you're bringing it to them. So that's pretty awesome.
Thank you.
So working with Vanessa, that's pretty fun to work with Vanessa on that song.
Well, Vanessa, she's a great singer. She's a great artist. She's like I say, she's Italian American. So she understands the hand language. So, and her family is like me, first generation immigrant. So
awesome. When
you don't lose too many generation, it's very easy to keep going and connecting, you know, the culture. And we did this because we're going to have a live show coming up very soon in November, where I will take all the 16 songs and bring to the show. And it's going to be very fun because we have an amazing comedian working with me. He will pretend to don't understand opera and words. And but we will use this many culture to make a fantastic show.
Awesome. That's called Spirit of America, like you
yes.
said, November 12th. Well, what's so special about this as far as, you know, it talks, you know, you're talking about Spirit of America. Why is America so important? Since you're an immigrant, why is America so special to
because,
you?
Because America is my home. When I became American and I was naturalized, and I, you know, I swear on the Constitution of America, I promise to protect the country, the Constitution. That's what they require me to do if I want to become an American. And I left my country because freedom is over. We have lack of freedom, and even intellectually and also politically. And when I met Brad Stein, we gathered together, even with Gary Chapman as a special guest in our show. We say, listen, we are all different. You're a comedian, you're a rock country singer, I'm an opera singer. What do we have in common? We have in common, we are Americans. And our differences is our unique. And we are unique because we are different. That is the beauty. We are not red, we are not blue. We are red, white, and blue. We are all together. We want to lift that up, this nation again. I want to see again the flag, American flag waving in everybody's house. Because when I came here 28 years ago in America, it make me so jealous of this patriotism, all this beautiful houses with this flag, small house, big house. And when I saw my first 4th of July, I cried because it was so powerful for me. So people, and I remember was a singer, the song Proud to be an American.
Yes, Lee Greenwood.
Yeah. Oh my God, what a beautiful way to celebrate your own country. And I feel blessed. So far, America been my home. And I want to celebrate my home with my best show on 12 November 12th at the Fisher Center, Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee.
Awesome. I hope a lot of people understand that, the people that are from America, and understand, you know, we've all been through a lot of stuff, especially over the last few years. You know, you've got all this political division and things like that, but you always get to the heart of America and what it stands for. And then there's people like you that come over here and say, hey, this is the greatest country ever. We all need to realize that always, you know, and I think you're right. We can all, we're all part of it together. Right. That's a good, but that's going to be a great show coming up. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. How many albums though have you recorded? I know you got a brand new album coming out. So how many have you recorded over the years?
Okay, if I count also the failure album, so it means the first one, because I was 16 years old when I produced my first album. I think I did around 28 albums in my career, and plus a TV special, plus a lot of live show. But the only two I'm very proud because maybe I'm old and I made in the past 4 years, and took me a long time to make a decision to do it, is my Opera 11 album. So all my best 11 arias of opera, Romantico and Christmas con Amore. Basically, all the Christmas song, international, well-known, in double language, hybrid version, Italian-American. And because also Christmas is the best time of the year, where people gather together and they remember we are all brother and sister under the sky.
Very good. That's true. Julio Iglesias Jr. says you have the most powerful and passionate living voice. What's your response to that when he said that?
I just need to make sure sing and make sure that's going to always be the truth, because it's a big responsibility when you get recognized about celebrities. And so I try to keep training and be healthy and be that voice. I'm very flattered, of course, but yes, that is my goal, to keep be an opera singer is very tough. It's a discipline. It's a lot of work. It's not just, you know, open your mouth and sing. You need to. It's very strict diet. Very strict. Try to sleep much you can. Talk less, and that's very hard for Italian people. Don't talk.
that's funny stuff. But yeah, I'm not Italian, but I do love to talk myself. But these days you're doing these interviews and everything. That's gonna be hard, you know, to do that. I was checking out some of your songs, you know, and but you work with Michael W. Smith, I noticed, and who I love, by the way, one of the greatest musicians and singers ever in Christian music. And I was thinking that guy there, I think he's like 95. Does he ever age? Michael W. Smith never ages. I'm just
for every young artist. I love Michael. We're friends, and it was an honor for me. I mean, it was my dream when I was a kid. Okay, so to answer your question, I mean, he was already adult when I was 11, and now he still look like it. The same. Michael really donated me the best experience in my life. Working with him was a blessing. And we did, because we want to show to the world artists should be working together to make beautiful music, to bless people. We go beyond just make money with music. We do music because we love blessing people's life with the real songs, with a real meaning, with a real effective message.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, somebody like Michael W. Smith, though, I mean, y'all two together, you know, taking the best of both worlds. Once again, you know, you're bringing all this stuff together. And I'm sure a lot of people appreciate that style of music. But singing it together, I mean, like I said, you're reaching audiences, and to me, that does bring so many people together. When you take different kinds of backgrounds, different kinds of people, and you get an inside look on what you've been through, your kinds of music, what he's gone through, his kinds of music, and you got one song, you know, or or your album that you've got, you know, that you're recording. Have you got some other people on this album though, that you're the new album that you're working with?
Albums, I had a duet with Jesus Molina, the pianist. He play just the only track is acoustic, just piano and voice. I have Vanessa Campagna, and I have Veronica Liberati for The Prayer, and I guess nobody else right now.
Awesome. But you perform with all kinds of people though on stage, right?
Yes, I
was looking through the list. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different people.
I forget myself. Again, this is the beauty of our work. We do our job because we love it, and it doesn't feel like something is suffering. You know, I'm very happy to do what I do and sharing with my colleagues the beauty of music.
Yeah. Well, tell me this now. I know you're also a chef, right? So how did you become a chef? You just enjoyed cooking. You're thinking, I could do this too.
I have to, because I grew up alone. I was on my own already at a very young age, 16. And the best job I can get was a dishwasher in a restaurant. And that my promotion was helping the chef between one big pot and the other. And plus, they pay you and they feed you in Italy. So I get the best of the two things. And when you grow up in the kitchen and you appreciate the joy of making food, music, a glass of wine, and cooking great music is the best recipe to be happy.
Yeah. I'm picturing it in my mind. I was thinking, man, I need to be there, like in Italy. When you know, you come to America, yeah. I go to Italy, and we'll swap for a little bit.
But again, not everyone in Italy cook and sing. I'm one of the few people does that.
Okay.
But this was another thing I loved from Luciano Pavarotti. He used to cook spaghetti for all his friends, and just sing like there's no tomorrow.
Awesome. Well, what's your specialty? Now, I love lasagna. Do you cook lasagna?
I do everything. I mean, I try, but I love to make homemade fresh pasta with semolina flour and eggs, and wherever, even with butter and cheese, tastes delicious. I can guarantee you that.
Oh, man, I have to try some. Can you mail me some?
I will.
Well, before you go, I know you got a busy day. Tell me this. Can you sing? You did earlier. How about singing real music with Gary Stuckey in an opera voice? Can you do that?
Gary Stuckey, you want your name in operatic way?
Yeah. Yes.
I need to. Gary Stuckey.
Awesome.
The accent will be different. Stuckey is a.
Hey, Stuckey. Very good. I'm about to use that. I'm going to have to use it. Man, I tell you what, I appreciate you talking to me today. I've really enjoyed your music, and I'm looking forward to seeing all that you do. And that, once again, that show, November 12th, Spirit of America. Yeah. I'll be telling everybody about that and your
many
music.
How many hours you are from Nashville?
Do I know?
How many hours you are from away from Nashville?
From Nashville? Oh. Hey, a friend of mine lives in Nashville named Clay Medley. He wants me to come up there. He's always saying, I live on the coast down here, close to Florida. It's probably, I don't know, 5-hour drive up there.
Oh, wow.
But it's not too bad. I mean, I could come up there. But that's where you're living? Are you living in Nashville?
I'm going to perform in Nashville. It's going to be a weekend. It's going to be come over and enjoy the show. You're welcome.
Yeah, I'll do that. Hey, man, I'll definitely do that. Well, I appreciate you talking to me today, man.
Thanks
all the best to you.
For interviewing me. Okay?
Yes, sir. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. If you want to find out more about Jonathan Chiliafaro, go to jonathancf.com for more information. And always remember to keep the music real.